This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The New York Times store launched a bit more than 15 years ago, mostly as a place to buy reprints of articles from the paper. Now, though, you can get anything from personalized oak whiskey barrels to a rotating globe of Jupiter, should you so desire. The site just did a redesign, which does prompt one to wonder how media companies choose the goods they sell. Marketplace's Sally Herships went shopping for you-know-what to find out.
It turns out there's a reason the public radio tote bag is so popular. Barbara Zapato picks products for the NPR store.
When I started, I thought we're never going to sell a tote bag or a mug because everyone that's involved in public broadcasting has those things from a pledge drive somewhere in their life. But those are huge sellers for us.
Because, she says, NPR shoppers are eco-conscious. They're also curious, tend to have pets, enjoy cooking and gardening. Margaret Duffy is the director of the Institute for Advertising Ethics at the Missouri School of Journalism. She says media outlets are also trying to attract advertisers.
One of the things that they would clearly like to tell their advertisers is that they have a demographic that is willing and able to spend significantly on products and services.
Say, like an antique brass clock on the New York Times site for $6,500.
Media outlets are brands. New York Times is as much a brand as Pepsi, Coke, and McDonald's.
Alan Adamson is with Landor, the branding company. He says just like any other retailer, a media store has to know what its customers want.
For the New York Times, you'd want to sell upscale, powerfully intellectual brand items.
But most media stores are just promoting their brands. Marissa Gluck is with Huge, a branding agency.
Their primary revenue stream is advertising. It's not really selling sweatshirts for $50 a pop.
And in case you're wondering, ethics professor Margaret Duffy says it's fine for news outlets to sell goods. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.